Starting tomorrow, it will be legal to possess small amounts of marijuana in Massachusetts or to grow it there for recreational use. But that's not the case in neighboring states where pot remains illegal. As New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports, law enforcement in some of those places are getting ready.
In Rensselaer County, New York, which borders Massachusetts, Sheriff Patrick Russo says he's taking a wait-and-see approach to how the new law to the east will impact his department. He's leaving open the possibility he might need to increase patrols at the state line.
If somebody goes over the border and buys an ounce and brings it back into Rensselaer County, then you have the possibility of that making its way into the school or being sold on the streets of New York.
And that's also a concern of Enfield, Connecticut's Police Chief Carl Straza. The town is the first over the Massachusetts line on Interstate 91.
We know that with other illegal drugs, a lot of it flows from that highway. We'd expect the same thing would occur now and possibly increase with the legalization law that was passed recently.
Straza and Russo also share concerns about drivers who consume marijuana in Massachusetts and then try to drive home high. The risk, Straza says, is that there will be more accidents and more fatalities.
The most important thing is that we're going to do everything we can to keep the motoring public safe, the community safe.
The Enfield chief says there are no plans, though, to hire more police officers to patrol roadways. Up I-91 about 65 miles is Brattleboro, Vermont, less than 10 miles from the Massachusetts state line. Police Captain Mark Kerrigan says he's concerned about marijuana becoming increasingly more available to young people. He says, though, the police force is focused on other challenges, including the opioid epidemic.
Otherwise, law-abiding citizens that are using marijuana in the safety and privacy of their own home is frankly not really a particularly large concern or high priority for us. You know, we only have so many resources, and we're dedicating them to where the more damaging problems are, and right now that's not marijuana.
Vermont, Connecticut, and New York have each decriminalized small amounts of marijuana, meaning those caught face only a fine, a civil penalty rather than a criminal one. But the definition of a small amount varies by state. State police in those three states all say they plan to enforce their laws on marijuana and driving under the influence of it the same way they always have. Lieutenant John Flanagan of Vermont says it'll be business as usual, but he adds,
we're certainly going to be aware and a little bit more alert to what sort of transportation activities and traffic that we're getting into Vermont.
It'll be more than a year before Massachusetts has legal marijuana retail stores, but visitors from out of state will immediately be able to start using marijuana in places like a friend's home. And when they head back across state lines, Rensselaer County Sheriff Patrick Russo says a little common sense might go a long way.
We hope everybody would use their head and not put themselves in a position where they have to have interaction with law enforcement in a negative capacity.
This all could get even more complicated for law enforcement in the Northeast. Voters in Maine also legalized marijuana narrowly at the ballot box in November. That new law is currently on hold, however, as a recount continues. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Adam Frenier.